Once again, for media members on the line, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. A three-game winning streak for your club, 72-66 win over Drexel, and then quite the comeback to get a road win, 61-60 at James Madison on Saturday. Just go back and give me your perspective on those two games.
Two good wins for us. You know, we talked about kind of sweeping Thursday, Saturday. We had split the first two weekends in league play and had a tough, hard-fought victory at home against Drexel, where we're up big, and they made a great run down the stretch to get it to game situations, and we executed, made some free throws. And, you know, it wasn't the easiest of games on Saturday at JMU. It wasn't the prettiest of basketball games, but we found a way in the last 4 minutes to get some stops. A couple guys step up and made some big plays, and then, you know, Ryan Daly made a heck of a tough shot to give us a one-point lead, and we got a defensive stop to win the game. So happy with where we are. We got some good momentum. We got a heck of a road swing coming up, and just got to get back to having a good practice today.
The ability to close out some of these close games, you know, holding off Drexel after they'd made a comeback and then coming back and scoring the final 8 points against JMU, is that a sign of a maturing team?
I think it's absolutely. You know, we've had guys that have played a lot of minutes together. You know, Anthony Mosley, Eric Carter, Ryan Daly, Darian Bryant. We're adding Ryan Allen to the mix. Our chemistry is improving. I think our guys are really enjoying playing together. We have a great spirit and belief about us when we're in those situations. We practice them every day. We do game situations all the time. It's something that I come back and preach to our guys. Hey, we've been in the situation before. We know what we want to do. We got to get some stops. I went to the huddle at the 4 minute media timeout on Saturday, and our group was talking to each other. You know, I think that's something where you show growth in a basketball program and a team when those guys are talking about situations and what they need to do defensively, what we're going to do offensively, kind of taking ownership of the team, which is great for me to see. And it's a testament to Eric Carter and Anthony Mosley and their leadership. It's something that we've tried to develop and nurture since I got here. We need that out of them, and those guys are really getting comfortable in their roles as leaders and captains.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. You touched on Eric Carter and what a year he's having. He averaged 13-13 in the two games last week among the league's top rebounders. How has his game developed this season and becoming one of the top inside guys in this conference?
Well, I mean, in our system and how we want to play, it's really important that we get good balance between inside and our outside scoring. And Eric has done a fabulous job for us. He's stayed healthy. He's really comfortable scoring around the basket. He's taking care of the basketball. I love what he's doing on the defensive end, not just on the backboard, but guarding some really talented big guys in our league. And that comes with his confidence. It's something that we work on all the time. He believes he's one of the best big guys in the league. And I love where he's going. I think he continues to have a high ceiling of who he can be. As he gets more and more comfortable and stronger in our program, he's playing a lot of minutes. He's been able to play through some mistakes, but you know, he's been very consistent. You know, he's averaging almost a double-double in league play, and hopefully he can continue to produce like that for us moving forward.
Your defense last week, you held both teams under 70 points and under 42% field goal shooting in a year where the offensive numbers have been eye-popping, especially in conference play. How has your team made strides and improvements on the defensive end?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen through the first six games, I think our league is number one in the country in offensive efficiency. I think it goes back and forth between one and two. But, you know, that's been a focus for us. I think for us with where we are, having seven guys, you know, hopefully adding Jacob Cushing back to the mix, we'll get an eighth guy. But we've worked on our defense, and we're not a team that's going to be able to play 40 minutes of man-to-man. I think zone has been good to us, giving teams some different looks. We've really got back to the basics and fundamentals of areas where we need to improve defensively, you know, challenging shots, being able to play without fouling. I think it's an area where we've really gotten better, is keeping guys in front and not fouling and letting people get to the charity stripe against us. So we're a work in progress there. You know, I love how we're improving defensively. Our numbers are getting better. Again, we have a great challenge on Thursday night against a really talented Hofstra team and one of the best scoring guards in the country. So, you know, we're going to have to be really good defensively to even have a chance in that game.
We've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Ruth.
We have a question from Kevin Tresolini with DelawareOnline.com. Please go ahead.
Hey,
Hey, Martin, just kind of following up with what you just said about the Hofstra game, kind of lumping Hofstra and Northeastern together. As you guys try to kind of build off the momentum, the success that you've had the last few games with this difficult road swing, you know, two places, they're all difficult to go to. What kind of improvements, building blocks, would you like to see as you guys head north with these couple games?
Well, I mean, I like where we are. I think we're a confident group, and this is a team that has won on the road. I mean, we have six wins away from our building. I think our non-conference and some of the challenges we faced about playing outside of our building have prepared us to go on the road in league play. And, you know, we've done a really good job in game situations, finding ways to win. I think our guys are excited. They're excited to come back and get a good practice today. We know it's going to be a heck of a challenge on Thursday. We played well there last year, got off to a really good start, but, you know, a little different team than they have. They have a lot of firepower, so it's going to be a great challenge for us defensively. But you know, want these guys having fun and being excited to play, and there's a good vibe about our group right here, right now. And you know, our focus is on Hofstra. It's a heck of a road swing. I'm a little scarred from our experience up at Northeastern last year. We'll focus and talk about them on the bus up there on late Thursday night and Friday. But you know, for our program, 4-2 in the league, I think we've gotten some good juice by winning and learning how to win and finding ways to win. That we're a confident team heading up there, and got to get back and have a good, solid practice today and tweak a couple things and learn from some areas where we got to get better and got to keep teaching and coaching.
Thanks, Martin.
Yep.
Martin, you made reference to one of the top scoring guards in the country, and Justin Wright Foreman, as you've studied him and you've played against him a year ago. What makes him such a good scorer?
Well, he's extremely confident, and he makes tough shots, and he can score from, you know, all different levels. I think he's shooting 89% from the foul line. He gets to the free throw line. He can shoot it from deep. You know, Joe does a great job putting him in situations where he can be successful and looking for him to attack. I think he's the second or third leading scorer in the country. We played Cornell when they had Matthew Morgan and had to play against him. I think he was the second leading scorer. So we got our hands full trying to slow him down. I don't think you can do it with one guy. You got to give him some different looks and do it by committee. But you know, he's a confident offensive player that can really fill it up, and again, Joe gives him a lot of freedom and confidence to go out and do it every night. So it'll be a great challenge for our group and individuals to try to, you know, make him. He's one of those guys that you can't really just take him away. You got to make him work for everything, and he's going to score it, and he'll make some tough shots, and you can shake his hand and go back down the other end. But you know, we'll try to give him some different looks and see what we can do to slow him down.
All right, Martin, thanks as always for spending time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good, Rob. Have a good day.
All right, you too.